Done. Commissioner Mark Rodriguez. Mark, are you with
hello.
Us?
Hello. I wasn't aware we were supposed to meet in person. It wasn't finalized.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, so we are now attempting hybrid, which is both in-person and virtual. And so this will be the platform moving forward. So
where
you're welcome
to
attend either way.
It's just I don't know where to go to physically.
Yeah, we're in City Hall in one of the conference rooms. So the invite when I send all the commissioners notice of the meeting does have that location listed. We generally try to be on the first floor conference room. However, that was booked at this time, so I have us up here on floor 5. But maybe I make that a little bit more explicit in future meetings to let you know that there is the in-person option and where exactly we'll be meeting.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, all because right. I thought it was still up in the air and nothing specific about that it was finalized or where to meet specifically. For a lot of us,
okay.
We've never met, we haven't met physically. So I'd appreciate that it'd be a lot more detailed about the location. It would be appreciated to make the necessary arrangements to go downtown.
Of course, I will do this. And this is our first attempt at coming back at hybrid, so understandably, there's some growing pains. All right. Representing Ward 3, Commissioner Hunter.
Here.
Representing Ward 4, Commissioner Andrews.
Here.
Representing Ward 5, Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Representing Ward 6, Commissioner Pollack. I do know that Commissioner Pollack has informed us that she has a heavy work schedule this month and she might be unable to attend today. But we do have quorum, and it is 3:06. Are we recording? Maybe I need to read. Oh, we are recording. Fantastic. All right. Chairperson Clark, do you want to move us along?
Number 2 on the agenda is approval of the August 3rd 2022 minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review them?
Yes.
Yes.
Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve those August 3rd meeting minutes as representing our discussions at the August 3rd meeting.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, we have a roll call vote on the motion before us.
Commissioner Rodriguez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hunter?
Yes.
Commissioner Andrews?
Yes.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
And the minutes have been approved.
Number 3 on the agenda, staff update.
And I believe we have Johanna here, both for the staff update and later for the ARPA funding.
That's correct. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. Joyce is slammed this afternoon, and I was going to be here for the ARPA update, so I offered to do the staff update for her. A couple of updates from the last meeting. I'll provide an update for ARPA as you guys have agendized today. The city is progressing rapidly towards the October 1st implementation of our new financial system, Workday, and we're making great progress on that. And then shortly after the implementation of the financial components of that system, And we'll be working on this now. We'll be implementing the budget component of that system. And we are also implementing a learning management system as a component of Workday, a talent and acquisition component of Workday, and a performance management component of Workday. So you'll hear a lot of updates from us as we continue moving towards full implementation of that system. I also wanted to announce for you guys that the city did receive a $25 million grant for the improvement of the 22nd Street Bridge that connects Keno Parkway to Tucson Boulevard. That's huge for us. It's going to be expanded from 4 lanes to 6. It'll have a divided median, separate bicycle path, and a pedestrian bridge. So there's a lot of amazing things happening there, right? That's pretty unprecedented for us. And we continue to use those funding sources and explore other opportunities to bring funding into Tucson for our infrastructure and our community. We are going to be starting, at the end of this week, probably maybe next week, we'll be publishing the FY23 budget book. So that will all be published to GFOA and to the website, and then also distributed to the council offices and such. So that will all be available at the end of this week or early next week. And we are making great progress on this year's ACFR. We are ahead of schedule on the ACFR, so we're excited about that. We will have more to be able to provide you more information on that at the next meeting. And we are getting ready already to start the FY24 budget process. We typically kick that off in November with some personnel projections. And so we'll be kicking that off pretty soon as well. That is all I have for the staff update.
Any questions?
Is there a contract for the 22nd Street Bridge project already in place? And is it $25 million or is it greater than $25 million?
I actually don't believe that there is a contract in place for that yet. And so I don't have any information about that. But I can look into that for you and certainly provide more information in the next go round.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I have a question on the new fiscal or new financial program you're introducing.
Workday, yes.
Where are you on that? We're starting off on a lot of things. Where are we on that?
We are almost done with the implementation of the financial and human capital components. We are launching those October 1st, fully implemented. And then the other components will be implemented in phases, starting first with adaptive budgeting and then talent and acquisition, learning management, and performance management are all components that will be implemented after 10-1.
Do we have a timeline on that yet?
No, phase three, which is what all of those things are in. I'm actually working. I have another meeting tomorrow. I'm working on the timeline for phase three now.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Yes, sir. I have a question. This is Commissioner Rodriguez. In the presentation of any data with this new program you have, are there any components for graphic data presentation as far as graphs, chronological monthly indicators? Is there a software, that kind of software, in the new financial package? Because I think it would be very helpful to see a descriptive presentation that makes it a little easier for accumulative data to be represented over a time period. Is there any of that kind of software or graphic presentation available?
Absolutely. So as we understand it, right, Workday has dashboarding and graphic representation of all of their data cumulatively and over time in multiple different ways, just depending on how you want to see the data. We currently use a third-party system for that, that we're directly integrated into our financial system. So we're going to be maintaining that third-party system until we have everything ready in Workday and make sure that it meets all of our needs, and then we'll be switching over to that system for that sort of graphic representation of our data.
What do you expect that timeline to be once you get that? When will it be available for graphic presentation?
Yeah, so I think that that's going to be part of, because right now that's part of our third-party budgeting system. So that should be done with the implementation of Adaptive, and my hope is to have that done by March. I would actually hope to have it done earlier, but I'm trying to be realistic with the timelines there, so by March.
Right, it's understandable. It's just, since it's a third-party, I would stress upon them the sooner the better, because that's very important in any presentation. And I've repeated this before, is having a better idea of all that important information in a graphic presentation form, and which could eventually be done on a monthly basis.
Currently we use a third-party system that provides that that tool for us. The plan, and this is as we're implementing it, is to do all of that in Workday, so it won't be third-party anymore. But absolutely, we completely agree with you, right? That graphic representation is a very good way to communicate with people of differing levels of financial acumen to help them visualize the data in a meaningful way for them. 100% agree. And we are moving down the path to make that, it's currently available internally, to make that more readily available to the public.
That's great. It's just, it won't be for half a year. We're talking about 6 months. So that seems a little lengthy for me to get that together. I just wish it would have been a lot sooner than March of 2023. But thank you for the clarification. Yeah, thank you for the clarification.
Of course, yes.
Are there any other questions? Then we move on to number four, the Code Enforcement Subcommittee update. The chairman is not present.
Do you want to do an update, or do you want to just skip the update then?
I have received the most recent letter, proposed letter, which I basically approve of pretty much, but I don't know what Commissioner Pollack is doing on that. So,
my understanding is a quick update is that Commissioner Pollack is going through another edit of the draft report. Again, she has some other obligations this month, and so hopefully next month we'll be able to meet again with a final version of the draft report for the subcommittee to approve.
It's my understanding that we're going to try and fit the recommendations together with the expectations.
Yes, I believe it was just like formatting edits for the most part. The information in the report is good. You guys just commented that some formatting to make it read a little easier.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Any questions? Number five on the docket, the ARPA funding update.
That will also be from Joanna.
Hello again. Okay, I'm going to, thank you. I'm going to share my screen with you guys as soon as I pull up the website. What I'm basically going to do for you today, because what we talked about last time was the city was going to be launching a new website. It got delayed a little bit because we wanted to do a couple sort of extra special things that weren't available at the time. So it's actually launching tomorrow. So you guys are going to get a sneak peek today and give me all of your feedback so I can implement it overnight. Okay, hold on just a second while I share the page. Okay. Share. And then to open this window so I can still see you guys. Okay, can you guys see my screen?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so this is the city's new ARPA page, right? This is the introduction page. It's a lot cleaner than the last one, a lot easier to navigate. The plan is to really help the community move through this page with a lot more ease of use. Translation is going to be provided right up here at the top in all of these languages. And we had those translations reviewed by native speakers to make sure they were reasonable, given that a lot of this is highly technical language. They all felt really confident with it. The different components that you'll find on here are where we have community partner managed funding. You can find details about each one of those here. City managed projects, you can find details about accountability, and then the community grant applications. If you scroll through sort of this intro page, it will go through for you sort of how much funding the city of Tucson got, what our focus is over 4 years in spending that money. This is a video of our progress from the mayor.
Yes? Can we interrupt you? Our teams just dropped for like 3 seconds. I was able to get back on, but it just like, so if you can just like back up a minute. You were on community partners.
Yeah, I noticed the camera went away. I thought, oh, you just turned off your camera. Okay.
Died
on you. It happens to me all the time. Okay, so I was just going through the different components. We will go through each page individually. So there's community partner funding that the council is dedicated to community partner grants, and then city managed projects. There's an accountability page and a grants application page. We'll go through each one of those. At the top of the page, it's just going to give people a quick background, how much funding we got. There's a link out to the American Rescue Plan Act if people want to read through and understand more details about the act. It talks a little bit about the council's priority and strategic plan. We have the mayor did a video that is one of the ARPA progress reports. So that will be live on the page. I don't know if it'll let me play it for you guys. Do you want me to try?
Sure, if you would.
Let's try it. It's usually an audio issue, so let's try it and see what happens.
Federal American Rescue Plan dollars, we are making transformative, long-term investments to improve the quality of life for all Tucsonans. Our focus remains on helping our communities that have been hardest hit by historical disinvestment. ARPA funds are helping us ensure an equitable recovery in response to the pandemic. To date, my colleagues on the council and I have invested $67 million into programs that help address the root causes of poverty, violence, and houselessness, to name a few. This is not a Band-Aid solution. This is a framework for creating a lasting change in our community. To transform the lives of families, essential and frontline workers, and small businesses. To promote affordable and stable housing. To develop our workforce and create jobs for young people. To partner with nonprofit organizations providing direct services to residents. To invest in our parks, in the arts, and in Tucson's unique culture, and to invest in our city workers and in services that can work better for Tucsonans. The pandemic showed us what happens when there is inequality. Our social safety needs break down, and government must do the heavy lifting. I am proud of the work that we are doing. I am especially proud of our city workers. Together, we are making Tucson a better city for all of us. We are one. Somos uno.
You guys hear that okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. So then in the introduction page here, we go over that framework for investing the $135 million. It was invested in city-managed and partner-managed projects. You can find out more about those by looking at the charts here on the page. These are some of those interactive visualizations of data that we were talking about. And then it breaks it down by program area here. So you'll be able to see the different program areas that we're investing in. And then here, just for ease of access for people, are additional links, right? You can get to community partners by clicking here or by clicking here. Same thing with city managed projects and accountability and grant applications, right? Just so it's easy for people where they are. And of course, you can connect with the city at the bottom of any page. So when we go into the community partners page, this is going to break down the allocation over 4 years for community partners and what we have funded to date for those partners. And we are still, this is one of the reasons it's not launched today. We're working on this data a little bit. So you guys will understand, I'm sure, the nuance in community partner grants. We have awarded the full amount allocated for this year. But they have not fully expended what we have awarded them. So when we're talking about city managed programs, we're tracking expended dollars. But when we're talking about community managed dollars, we're talking about awarded dollars. So we're updating this information to reflect the awards. And if you wanted to find out more about each of the sections in the awards, you can click on each of these. These are the sections in which we awarded dollars to the community to learn more about them. And our plan is, as they hit, our community partners hit reporting timelines for us, we're going to highlight projects from each area so people can learn more about what's going on in the projects and how they're impacting the community. And then we have city managed projects. Same thing here, right? It's the same format to try and help people manage and navigate easier, right? You'll see the four-year ARPA allocation, the to-date expenditures for our city-managed projects, and then you can delve into each section and find out more about each of the categories and how we're investing those dollars. On the accountability page, we dig into a little bit sort of the tracking and monitoring of the funding. There are multiple ways, so you guys know that we track this, right? We have federal reporting, and we have reporting against sort of the framework that the council has set up. And in some cases, those are just slightly different. And so you'll see here there's like a full report. You will be able to find the most recent full report for the federal government here every time. You can download it and review it at your pleasure, or you can navigate through it here on the screen. It also tells you there's some information here about how to apply for a community partner grant. The 2021 interim annual report is here, and information about what is required from the U.S. Treasury is here as well. And then on the grants application page, our current funding process is closed, so it just has contact information for us and allows them to subscribe for updates. That would be important right now because at the end of this month, we're going to be launching the next round of community grants. And so we're preparing for that now, and we'll start putting information out very quickly about when those are going to be open. So that is our update, right? We have the new website. All of the information's on there. It will launch tomorrow. I'd be happy to send the link to the team to send out to all of you guys so that you have direct access to the link. And then you guys can peruse it and take a look at all the data since it will all be there and ask me whatever questions you might have at a future update as well.
Yes, please send me the link, and I will send that out to all of the commissioners.
Yep, will do.
Thank you.
Any questions on what I presented?
I have none. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a nice presentation.
You are very welcome. Thank you. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. The next matter on the agenda is future agenda items. We have talked about some of them.
One of the future agenda items got pushed for next month. It's the Tucson Police coming back to talk about recruitment efforts since your last presentation. And they had just asked to wait until October because the person was going on vacation for some time and just to give them time to prepare that more comprehensive report for you. So that is on the future agenda. I still have been, last I followed up with Ward 2 and Mayor's office, there was no new information as far as appointments are concerned to get those two vacancies filled. And those were the only two items that I had on my list. But if the commissioners want to discuss whatever other future agenda items they might like to see coming up.
Would it be appropriate to invite the wards and the mayor's office to give us a report on where they are at the readiness?
Ask them to come back for another update. I can attempt that.
I don't doubt that you pester them, but perhaps it would be more effective if we could all talk with them.
Yes, I know. We did try that a month or two ago, and it just doesn't hurt to try to put another bug in their ear.
I wonder if they're aware that they can appoint from outside their ward.
I wonder.
Hello.
Do any of the commissioners have anything you'd want to put on the future agenda?
I don't at this time. I was just very interested in the Tucson Police recruitment report to see if there was any action that this group would be interested in following through with after learning.
I would also like to ask the police, and maybe it's just my own reading of the news, but it seems that we have awful lot of traffic deaths and incidents. And we know that for a period of time, the Tucson Police Department cut back on enforcement of traffic laws. And I'm just wondering if they've made any effort to stop the carnage, if you would.
Yep. Well, what it seems to be a result of their staffing that the police department has now selectively responded to 911 calls. There are certain calls they don't respond to. And all of that affects the overall civility of the city. And so in this presentation, that overall context as to how recruitment has affected those decisions, and it'd be interesting to know if a law enforcement agency can selectively not enforce law. And so the presentation next month might be something where they can address those things.
That's what I was saying, a little bit more expansive than just the recruitment.
That's a big part of it, though. I know that because they're understaffed, they're not able to do things that they probably once did in terms of their enforcement efforts.
Commissioners, do you have anything you want to put on?
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. Regarding the police, I have some ongoing concerns. They presented a rather good presentation last time about recruitment and first responder time and things like that. The thing that I'm concerned about is that in doing research and hearing about our department, whether it really has a full manpower to really try to get to some of the objectives that we all feel important, if it's still a staffing issue. I bring this up because I'm concerned that the city of the police department and the city does not require that city police and firefighters be from the city. And they complain, the police department complains, that a lot of their policemen are recruited to the outlying areas, Oro Valley, Marana, Vail, Sahuarita, and to me, that's a waste of money. We're recruiting for outlying communities, and we don't have police from our own city as much as we should. And this has a lot of ramifications for police misconduct, understanding what is going on in the communities. If you live way out in Oro Valley, you know, how is that going to really make you more aware of issues on the south side, on the west side, all over Tucson?
And the only thing I could say on that, if you don't mind, is one of the issues is just boots on the ground.
And we do have the police coming next month to talk about this. So I guess if there's any other type of future agenda items that the commissioners would like to try.
Hold on, miss. Hold on. I think what is important here is that this is a larger issue for the city to look into the requirement that policemen and firefighters should be recruited from the city. That, to me, is a real concern on many. It has many ramifications. And with a lot of going on of police misconduct, veterans and military being involved in all kinds of undemocratic actions, I'm very concerned about that. And my neighbors are very concerned about it. And so I would like to see if this is a bigger issue that needs to be presented to the city and council, where they have to make a determination of who gets hired from where. And if the city's going to continue to be, you know, the main recruiter bowl for outlying districts or cities, communities, I'm not so sure about that.
One thing we lack for this discussion is a knowledge of what percent of the police force is from outside the metropolitan Tucson area. It might be 1%, which is minuscule. You know, if we believe that this is part of a big problem, it'd be interesting for us before proceeding to know what those numbers are.
I think that's an important point, and to be specific about that. But in my dealings with some of the police, I've asked them, "Do you live in the city?" And at some of our neighborhood meetings, and most have said no. So that would be really good information for us to better understand that.
I think we're going to put that on as an issue.
Great.
Yes, if I could propose that we do have Tucson police coming to the next meeting, and if after that meeting you found you still have additional questions, maybe we take a vote next meeting if you guys would like to continue looking at it. But just giving TPD the opportunity, since they are on schedule to be here next month, to hear what they say one way or the other, and then the commissioners can decide at that point and vote on at that point whether they want to move forward looking at some of the recruitment policies. But we do have, that is what the next presentation from the department is about, I believe.
Any other proposed agenda items?
I have none. I did reach out to the Ward 4 council staff, and they thought they might have a topic for us to look at in the future, not too distant future, and they would let me know, but I haven't heard anything about that yet.
If there's nothing else,
I think we've run
a little over time.
Yes, real quick. I have a question. The report regarding the bus stops, the maintenance of that, Has that been also postponed?
No, I believe that all of the commissioners, that Aaron emailed all of the commissioners a copy of that report so that you could review it. And if the commissioners decide they would like some additional action items on it or additional information, then that, again, would be something to come up for a vote, and the commissioners could decide whether to proceed, or if they felt the information in the report they were emailed answered the questions.
I think that
all you commissioners received that? You did receive that.
Thank you. And it looked like a very comprehensive report.
Yes.
Okay. Did you receive that, Commissioner Rodriguez?
Yes, I did, and I reviewed it, and it looks like for a couple of years they've been in non-compliance. And so I think that's an important issue to follow up on, since it was brought up, and the report, it was quite an exhaustive, detailed report. The initial report by Mr. Willards, I believe, outlined where, per that contract, that they all those items weren't in compliance. And
but as the contract is coming to an end, you know, is it really an issue for the city moving forward? Because I believe we are ending the contract with that vendor.
Well, yeah,
that would be
good.
A decision for the commission to decide.
Okay.
May I suggest that we put on the agenda, a future agenda for next time, an opportunity for the commissioners who have reviewed the report to make whatever comments and suggestions.
So discussion of that report.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah. Anything further? We are adjourned.
All right. Fantastic. You all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye, Lydia.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.